All right, good morning, and Be'ez Hashem, this is the last day of recorded Shiurim, and Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow, or actually Sunday, we will start from wherever we leave off today. We are holding Samech Beis Omer Aleph, top line, and again, this is the last of the recorded Shiurim, and tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue live at the Kelel. Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva! Top line. One time I went after Rabbi Yeshua into the base of Mikisei. I learned from him three things. I learned that you should not face east-west, but only north-south when going to the bathroom. I learned that you only get undressed. In other words, you pull down the skirt or whatever you were wearing. Sitting, but not standing. You only wipe with a left hand, not with the right hand, because the right hand is what you tie your tefillin with. You have to do this to your Rebbe to see how he goes to the bathroom. And I'm like, I need to learn. Tanya ben Azay Amar Pamachas Nechnasti Achar Rabbi Akiva LeBeis Akisa. I went after Rabbi Akiva. V'lamadati Mimene Shloisha Devarim. V'lamadati She'ein Nifnei Mimizrach U'Mayar V'Alotzof In V'Darim. And Rabbi Akiva lived in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a riot to Chutz La'aretz. V'lamadati She'ein Devarim U'Umar El Miyushev. V'lamadati She'ein Mekan Chabim Min. It'll be small, same as before. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Huda. I can has the Panecha B'Rabbecha. And Amar Leitarih V'Limar Nitzarech. A third story. Rav Kahana Al Gnu Tute Puriyah D'Rav. This is one of the most famous stories, especially because I give chesed classes. Rav Kahana went and lay under the bed of Rav. He heard how Rav soch, first schmoozed with his wife, then sochek, then he laughed with her, and then he had relations with her. So we learn from here how is one supposed to do it. It's supposed to be in a good, happy mood. You're supposed to speak with her. This is talking about Rav, where earlier the Gemara said never spoke a single Dover Batela in his life. So because it's not Dvar Batela, this is a mitzvah. Abba, who's the name of Rav, your mouth is like you never ate food before. That's the way you're involved in this. You're doing it with such lust. I'm like, Kahana, hacha at, you're here. Puk, get out. It's not proper. I'm like, Tairi, v'lim alirin tzarech. It's Tairi. I need to learn. I need to know how to do it. And Taka, from here we learn that it's supposed to be a happy, happy act. And you're supposed to be involved in it lustfully, like you've never eaten before. But I won't. I digress. Why should a person only wipe with his left hand, not his right hand? Because the Torah was given it with the right hand. Because it's what you eat with, and because it's what you tie with the tefillin on it. That is the active part of the mitzvah is with the right hand, even though technically you're tying it on the left hand. This is what obviously everybody asks on this Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Omar Mepneishim Mara Bot Time Torah, because that's the way you show the hand that you show the timing of the Torah with. When a person needs help in the laning, he goes ahead and he stands next to them and he shows how to, you know, when you say Revi'i with your right hand. Kitanoi says the Gemara, it's a Machlekes Tanaim. Rav Elazar Mepneishim Oichel Bay Kizir, Rabbi Shua Arma Mepneishim Koseh Bay Kizir, you write with it, and Rabbi Kiva Mepneishim Mara Bot Time Torah. Omar Rabbi Tanchum and Chaniloi Kolat Tzenuva Beis Akisa Yovers Tzenuva in the Beis Akisa Nitzum Shloshet Devarim, is saved from three things: from Nechashim, from snakes, from Akrovim, from scorpions, from Mazikin, from the Mazikin that live there. Veishayim Afchal Moisov Yishavim Alav. He'll have good dreams. Who Beis Akisa Daved B'Tiberia? There was a Beis Akisa in Tiberia where it was very dangerous. Gavi Ailu Bebe Trei Afilu B'Yimama Matzdaki, that the Mazikim there were so powerful that even if you would go two at a time, which usually Mazikim don't hurt you, nevertheless, and even during the day when usually Mazikim don't hurt you, nevertheless they would still get hurt by them. Rabbi Ami were so great, and they were not harmed, even though they went in there by themselves. Are you not scared? We have a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah that we have about the basic kisa is that if you're tsunua and you're quiet, then nothing's going to happen to you. Kabbalah the yisurei. The Kabbalah of accepting yisurim is tikusa uboy boy rachmi, is staying quiet, not complaining, and asking Hashem for Rachamim. Abaye Marbele Ime, Abaye, his mother raised him that Imra, that Lema'ail Bahadeh Lebesikise, that he should bring a goat, or a sheep actually, to follow him into the bathroom so he would not be alone. So we heard Mary had a little lamb. Wherever she would go, the sheep was sure to go. So actually, Abaye had the same thing. I wonder. I don't mean to, you know, say anything, but a lot of these stories, like Mary had a little lamb, a lot of these things are actually sourced in some, you know, Christian thing. I'm sure that's what Mary is. When I wonder if it has to do with this. No jokes. Says the Gemara, Ularabe Ele Gadye. Why a sheep? Why not a goat? So the Gemara says, Soir Besoir Mechalaf, because a goat could look like these shadim that live in the bathroom look like goats, so he didn't want them to get confused. Rava Makmed Ahave Reshe, Rava, Makmed Ahave Reshe, before he was the Rosh Hashiva, Mekar Kashele Bas Rav Chizda, Amagoyza Balakna, the Rav Chizda's daughter, who was his wife, used to go ahead and make noise. She used to go ahead and take a nut and rattle it in a can to protect him. Wow, unbelievable. It's amazing what these people had to be scared of. Bas de Malach, after he was a king, so Avdalei Kavta, she made him a window, Uman Chale Yada Areshe, and she would put, so she had to even be more scared of him. She put her hand on his head as he went to the bathroom. Literally unbelievable. If somebody goes by or behind a wall, he can go ahead and go to the bathroom right there because nobody can see him. However, he's doing it in the middle of a field. Anytime he's going ahead and he's making noise as he goes to the bathroom, he has to go to a distance that he shouldn't be heard. Said as follows. You should distance yourself so that nobody should hear. That it depends. You should go so far that nobody should even see you. Says the Gemara, the people who used to go and back in the day they used to have to guard these things that things didn't become tamei. So those who guarded, they used to leave the Beis Abad and they used to go to the bathroom and they were tahar. So they would go out, and they would go right there, and if they did that, then it becomes tahar. We see that was part of the guarding, but we see that's what they used to do. They used to go out, and right there, they used to go to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, yeah, but tahar is a kilu, because they were guarding things, so they were makel that they didn't. They let them do this, even though it didn't conform to the standards of general tznius at the time, because they had to protect it from becoming tahar. Tommy, Toshima, Kama Yurhakuvi Tahir, and how far away should they go and not become a Tommy? Vehitur, and it will remain Tahir, and it won't become Tommy. Kadeshi Eroi Ehu. They have to stay close enough that they're able to see who goes in. So, we see that again, they didn't have to go ahead, and they were allowed to stay in the distance. They were allowed to stay close enough. And so the Gemara, Shani Echle Tahir is the Akilu Berabban. Again, the Rabbanan showed a kula because even though it wasn't in the realm of general tznius, nevertheless, they were matered in this case. Says the Gemara of Ashi Omar. So the first one was the one who guarded the Beis Abad. The second one was the one who guarded the olives. Ravashi Amar Mai Kolzman She'en Chavei Roy the Kamar Isu Ben Yehuda. What does it mean that so his friend doesn't see him? Kolzman She'en Chavei Roy as Piroyu. It just means that his friend can't see his unclothed, you know, where he pulled down his pants. But as long as he could see him, it's still okay. I could see a guy, but as long as I don't see his flesh, then it's fine. Ahu Sapdana, there was a certain Sapdana, a person who gives a hesped. The Nachas came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman and Omar Hait Tzenua Beorchas Ahave. He was so tzenius. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, "How do you know he was tzenius? Did you go into the bathroom after him and know he was tzenius? The Tanya ain't karen tzenua. Let me shut tzenua beis akisei. Because it says you can't say somebody's a tzenua unless you go after him into the bath unless he's a tzenua in the beis akisei. Rav Nachman, my nafkei lemina frank demara. What are you doing? Who cares if he's a hesped? Who cares if he was correct or not?" So the Gemara says, "Mishum d'tanya." The Gemara says, "Because k'shem shenafarim min amesim kach nafarim min asabtonim min oinu machareihem." Just like they pay back those who are the people who got lied about during a hesped. They also pay back from the people who have a hesped, who say the hesped, and the ones who answer after them. So therefore, he wanted to protect them. Tan Rabbanan, who is a tzinua? This is somebody who is able to go to the bathroom in the same place that he goes to the bathroom during the day. In other words, even during the night when nobody can see, he still goes to the bathroom in that same place that he had gone during the day. So he goes the same distance by night when nobody can see. And he says the Gemara, a person should go in the morning and in the evening, So you don't have to go so far away. And furthermore, Rava, during the day he would go a mile away. By night he would say, go ahead and clear a place for me in the city street. Reb Zeir said to his Shamash, "Chazi man the ika achari bebeis achavrei to be in a limifnei. Go, can you go see who is in behind the beis medrash? Because I need to go to the bathroom." So we see that he didn't go so far away. Loi tema b'makem elam kederech shinifnabiyim. Says the Gemara, yeah. Not b'makem, but kederech, meaning in the same way, in the same manner of tznius. Rav Ashi amar afilu tema b'makem even b'makem. Loi nitzuchay lekeren zavis. It was saying that he was able, he's able to use this, the Karen's office. It was talking about a Karen's office, that if he's in a Karen's office during the day, where nobody goes into it, that even during the day, it's just as he would keep it during the day. So he would he would go ahead and in the Karen's office, he would keep it during the day. As in other words, these places that these people used were private even for during the day. Says the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rabbi Huda Marav, Lo'ilam Yani Godomus Es Meshachas Ba'avis Kedish Lo'i Heitzorech Lo'hisrachek. A person should go to the bathroom in the morning and in the night, so that he should not have to go too far away. Tanya Nam Yochav, we've read like this as well. Ben Azay Amar Hashkein V'tzei V'harei V'tzei Kedish Lo'i Tisrachek. Go get up and go and early and stay out late, so that you don't have to go too far. The Gemara now says, "Mishamish v'shev v'al teishev." Mishamish. The Gemara now continues with advice: If a person is constipated, so then he should go ahead and he should, you know, massage himself down there. That's what mishamish means in that case. Mishamish v'shev, and then sit down, but don't sit down first and then to the shimush. Shakala yoshev mishamish. Because if you do that, if you sit down first and then start that massage, afilo oisin kshafim ba'aspami bayin alav, that subjects you to the performance of magic and to those who perform magic. And even if they're far away from in Spain, that is makes you subject to those type of to that type of to be a victim of that. And what happens if you did that? When you stand up, you should say the following chant. Loili, loili, not on me. Loi tatim v'loi tachtim. Loi tachim v'loi tachtim. These are just names. Loi hani v'loi mahani. Neither these nor others. Loi charashi d'charasha v'loi charashi d'charashta. Not the magic of a witch or a wizard. Tanya, it was said in the Brayse, Ben Azay Amar Al Kol Mishkav Shechav Chutz Min HaKarka. You're able to lie on everything except on the ground. Al Kol Moshev Shev Chutz Min HaKarka. You should sit on anything except not on a beam, a high beam, because says Rashi, you might fall. So it means like a beam way up there. Amar Shmuel, and Amar Shmuel, Hashena Ba'amud Hashachar Beistema Ki Istema LaParzla. If Shena, if the person sleeping is sleeping in the very early morning, like Amud HaShachar, is ki istima leparzala, is good like istima, which is steel, leparzala, to iron. So steel is a refined iron. And therefore, what they used to do was, they used to go ahead and they used to like coat regular iron with steel. This way it was a super sharp and hard utensil. So sleep at shach at this point. Part of the shachar is good. Interesting. Yitzia ba'amud hashachar is kistamar leparzla, and yitzia going out to go to the bathroom at ba'amud hashachar is also like this. I'm not sure, because don't we say that you should go ahead? Like that's a time for davening. Okay. Bar Kafra have mazaben mili bedinra. Bar Kafra would sell mili, like good statements, like Confucius say. So he would say, Bar Kafra would say, and he would sell these sayings for money. Number one, ad de kanafta, ad de kafanta echol. Before, ad means either as or right before you are hungry, echol, you should eat. Okay? She says, because it sounds like if you're hungry and then you don't eat right away, then when you finally do eat, it's not going to help you. Ad tzachis, when you're thirsty, as soon as you're thirsty, say, drink right away. Ad rascha kidrach shefach. When ad rascha kidrach means when your pot is boiling, but means when you need to go to the bathroom, shefach, pour it out. Karna kaya baraymi. when there is a karna karya, when there is a karna, when there's a siren sounding karya, calling out baraymi, so as a sign that the market is open, bar mazben te'ene te'ene davuch zaben. So let the bar, the son of somebody who sells figs, let him sell his father's figs. I assume his father's sleeping or something like that. So then go ahead and, Rashi says, even if the father's not there, nevertheless, go ahead and sell the figs. Amalu habayelo rabbanu rabbayi said the rabbanan ki ayalisa bishvili de mechuzo, when you go out in the city of mechuzo, lepek bay bechaklo, to go out to the fields, to go to the bathroom, don't look to this side or to that side, because maybe women are sitting there, it's not proper to look at them. Rav Safra, all the way to Kisa, Rav Safra went into the bathroom, Rav Abba came along and he snorted at the door. Amarle, Leomar, come in! After he came out, he said, you didn't go to Seir, you didn't go to Rome. Yet you learned from their mahalchim of talking in the bathroom. It's not proper. Lav hachi tanan, didn't we say that Madura Hasham Ubeis Akisa shall covered? There was a fire inside the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a Beis HaKisa that was covered, and this was its covered. Matsai Nol, if you found it, the door was closed, you knew that a person was there. That's what we have nowadays. There's a sign on the door. It was either occupied or not occupied. So or if you found that it's open, we do a she'en shamadim. You see that the people weren't there. So I'm alive. It's not proper to speak inside the bathroom. But who's suffer? And the reason why Rav Safra did what he did, he said, is because Mesukin, who he thought that the person outside, Rav Abba, was in Sakana. He needed to go to the bathroom so much. So he's like, come in, don't worry about it. The Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Amar, Amud HaChoyzer Mevis Adam Lehadraken. If a person started to go to the bathroom and then he forced back his feces, it can bring a person to an illness called Hidraken. And Silanachas, if a person is going to the bathroom of, is urinating and he goes to the bathroom and he pulls it back, that could bring a person to Mevis Adam Lehadraken, and it could bring him to jaundice. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar, Allah Besikise, Rabbi Elazar went to the Besikise. Also, Parsa Dake, a certain Persian came in and Dake pushed him away. Come, Rabbi Elazar, Venafik, so Rabbi Elazar left. Suddenly, a snake came, and ripped up and bit the guy right where he was going to the bathroom. And pulled out his insides. Rabbi Elazar said about himself, "Etin adam tachtecha." I'll put a person in your place to go ahead and take the punishments, the dangers that you were facing. Al tikri adam ela edom. Don't say adam, but rather say a Roman. Earlier we said it was a Persian, but okay. Says the Gemara. The amar lahagchav etachas alav. He said, Let it kill you, but yet it protected you. This is a pasuk in Shmuel. Va'amar, what does he said? Va'amar timi boile. It should have said, I said. This is talking about a incident with Shaul HaMelech, that he was, where Shaul HaMelech was going to the bathroom in a cave, and right behind him was David HaMelech. And David HaMelech was thinking, all his people were saying, kill him, kill him. And David HaMelech, he just cut a corner of the of Shaul's beged because he wanted to show Shaul afterwards, listen, I spared your life. So, okay. So, what does it mean, Va'amar? What does it mean, Va'amar? It says, Va'amarti, I said. V'tachas, and it protected you. V'chasti mi boile, it should have said, I protected you. Why is David HaMelech speaking in as if it wasn't him? Amar Belazar, Amar le David Shaul. David said to Shaul, Min ha-teira ben ha-riga ata. From the teira mi deraisa, really, I should have killed you. Shai ha-roidav ata, you are roidav. Ha-teira amar ba'la harga. Somebody's coming to kill you. Hashkim la-harga, kill him first. Elat sinish ha-isabach. But the fact that you were so tsunua, that you went inside a cave, then that's what protected you. So he was saying that Hashem, is the one who said really he should kill him. That's why it didn't say I. And the tznius in you is what saved you. That's why he didn't say I saved you. Umay nihu, what was the tznius? Vayavay el gidras atzayin al haderech v'sham ma'ara. There was a cave there. Vayavay shol lahasech esraglav. Shol came there to go ahead and to go to the bathroom. Tana gadir lefnimi gadir. He went inside a cave, inside another cave. Ma'ara lefnimi ma'ara. Lahasech, to go to the bathroom. Amar Rabbi Elazar milamet shesichich atzma besukah. He made his clothing like a sukkah to cover himself even as he was going to the bathroom. V'yakam David b'yichus es kenafa me'il, and David cut off the corner of the beged asher l'shaol balot that was with Shaul quietly. Balot. Amar Rabbi Yerusha b'chanina kol hamavaza es habegadim. So if enenem mehem, whoever is mavaza begadim, he will not eventually have be able to get hana from them. She never Vamelach David Zokin Baba Yamavich Super Bagadam, they covered him with clothes, but he wasn't able to get warm.
Im Hashem is his chakirech mincha. As if so, this is David HaMelech again talking to Shaul. If Hashem is getting you against me, kirech mincha. So then, let him be makabel my mincha, my carbon, as to get you off of me. Amar Belezer, Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. Hashem said to David, Mesis Karisali, you're calling me a Mesis?
I'm going to be machshil you that something that even kids know. It says kisisa Hashem kisisa is roish bnei Yisrael b'gudayhem. It says you can't have anus no kofer nafshay, and they have to give a kofer. So in other words, this from here we learn that you're not allowed to count klal Yisrael. That's why by a minion we say hashiyas amecha, etc. We don't count klal Yisrael. So miyad v'yamid satan al Yisrael. So but he David Melech forgot this pasuk and he counted klal Yisrael. So miyad v'yamid satan al Yisrael, we see from here that so because of that, Hashem says, I'm going to make you forget that pasuk. Miyad v'yamid satan al Yisrael, the satan stood up against klal Yisrael, v'chsiv, v'yosef says, David b'hem lemar leich m'nei Yisrael, and he caused David to say, go take a census, go count klal Yisrael. V'kevim da meninu l'shokam m'nei v'kofer, and when he counted them, he did not take from them a kofer. He didn't take from them a, something to, as like a, he didn't take from them, like a coin or anything like that to count the coins. He counted. He didn't count baseball caps. He counted, or yarmulkes, he counted people. And because of that, Hashem brought a plague from the biker until a time. So, my Ismaid, what time is it? Amar Shmuel, Saba, Chasne, the Rabbi Chanina, Mishmei, the Rabbi Chanina, the elderly Shmuel, it's the son, Chasne, the son-in-law of Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, said, Mishas Shechitas HaTomed Adshas Zrikasai, from the time of the shechting of the carbon tamen until the time of the throwing of the blood. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chatzois Mamash until Chatzois. So Hashem was a massive plague, made coronavirus look like the flu.
And he said to the Malach, destroying many people, hold it up. Amra Belazar, Amaleka, this Baruch Hu, the Malach Hashem said to the Malach, totally Rav Shebehem, take from me the great ones. Sheishli lipara mehem kama chavis, because if you take one great one, that's going to be a lot of chavis. Then I don't have to take a million small ones.
Boise Shameis Avishai ben Tsuruya, Sheshokol Baruba Shel Sanhedrin. At that point, Avishai ben Tsuruya died, because he was shokol. Wow. This is also, sometimes you have a tzaddik die, and we're like, what happened? Sometimes there's a massive gezeret against Klal Yisrael, and Hashem's like, listen, really, who knows what should be happening right now, but I'll allow it to get away with just one person. Shem Yirachem, we do not know Pshat
and
while he was destroying it, Hashem saw, and Vayinochem, and he changed his mind. Ma'ro, what did he see? Amarav, Ra, Yaakov, and he saw Yaakov, and he Vayomer Yaakov, Kashiram, and Yaakov said, when he saw them, Ushmul Amar Ephra Shel Yitzchak Ra, he saw the ashes of Yitzchak, Shenemar, Lekim Yirel Yaseh. Now, even though Yitzchak never got turned to ash, but he saw the Akedah. Rav Yitzchak Navcha Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra. He saw the money of that they gave for the first counting. Shenemar v'lekach das Kesef Kippurim Eis Bnei Yisrael. And hopefully that would work for and that would work now also. Rechen Amar Beis Hamikdash Ra. He saw the Beis Hamikdash L'siv Kahar Hashem Yiroe. Pligi Bar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi V'Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Dev Machlikas Chad Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra. V'Chad Amar Beis Hamikdash Ra. U'Mistaver Kamad Amar Beis Hamikdash Ra. And the Mistaver that he saw the future Beis Hamikdash as it states. Asher Yomer Hayom Bahar Hashem Yiroe. So It says, Asher Yemar Hayoim, he saw on this day, Bahar Hashem Yiroah, from this day and every day. Lo Yikonas Adam Laharbayis B'makle, a person should not go onto Harbayis with his stick. My Kapandria, or he should not make it to Kapandria. What is a Kapandria? Amar Kapandria Kishma, it means a shortcut. Rav Yechana Amar Baruchana Bar Adam Mishmei, Rav Sama Breder of Mori Amar. It means command armor, and it's like people say Adamakivna, Adori Eil Baha. Instead of going around, it comes from the words, instead of going around, Adori, Adamakivna Adori, instead of going around the rows, Eil Baha, go right through here. So it's a shortened version of that, Kapandria. Amr of Nachman, Amr Rabba Baravua, Hanichnis the base of Knesset, a person goes into a shul, Amanashalul Asis Kapandria, Mutil Asis Kapandria. If he did it, should not to make a Kapandria, then he's allowed to go out the other door, even though technically it will become out that he is using a shortcut. Rabbi Avohu Amr Mahia Shvil Meikara Mutter. If there was a path before the base of Medrash is built, then it is Mutter to continue using that path. Amr Rabbi Chaboy, Amr of Huna, Hanichnis the base of Knesset, he's Mutil Asis Kapandria. If you go into a shul, Davin, you're allowed to go, you went into each door, you're allowed to go out the west door, even though technically that's beneficial for you. Shanamar Ubabai Amr Arts Vinashem, but my Adam. And it states beferish in the rest of that pasuk that you should leave through a different gate than you went into. Urekika mikava choymer, you're not allowed to split. You're not allowed to spit. Certainly not. Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, kala roikik bar habayis bismanazeh. Whoever spits on the harabayis bismanazeh, kilu roikik b'basin. It's as if he's spitting in Hashem's eye. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'haya einai li bisham kol yom, my eyes and heart will be there all days. Amar Rava, rekika b'beis haknesses shaya, midi dehavi amin ol. Spitting in a base a knesses is mutter, since just like a shoe. Ma minol b'harabayis usser, just like shoes are us in the harabayis, and nevertheless, b'beis haknesses is mutter, nevertheless, it's mutter in a shul. Afrikika, still to spitting, b'harabayis is who the usser, b'beis haknesses is mutter. Shari is permitted. Amalei rabbi papa the rava, v'amri the ravina the rava, v'amri the rava adamar marasna the rava, ad the yalef mi minol, nelef mi kapandra. Instead of learning from minol, learn from kapandra. And just like a kapandra is usser, so to spitting is usser. Amalei tana yalef minol, v'at amrit mi kapandra. The tana himself learned it from shoes. He says you can't wear a shoe and certainly you can't spit. So why should we learn it from Kapandra? Maihi, what is this? The Tanya. Lo yikunis adam laharabayis. A person should go into the bayis. Lo yibimakle shabiyal. They're not with a stick in his hand. Lo yibimin al shabarag. They're not with a shoe on his feet. Lo yibimakle shabiyal. They're not with money tied in his kerchief. Lo yibimakle shabiyal. Or his pundasa is like sack. His knapsack slung over his shoulder. Lo yasin a kapandra. He should not do a walking through it. Rekika mekavachar minol, and a rekika from a kavachar from shoes. If you can't go with shoes, ma minol she'ein boy derech bizar minol is not such a bad thing. And nevertheless, Amar Torah shal na'alecha me'agorek lecha. The Torah says, take off your shoes. Rekika then the spitting she'ein derech bizar, which is disrespectful. La koshkin, certainly it's bad. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, ein etzarich, you do not need a kavachar. How rehu Omer? It says ki ein lava el shara belach belavush suck. Ki ein lava. Oh, mama is perfect for this thing. Either it's about to be Purim. Ki ein lava el shara belach belavush suck. Says Valad Varam Kavachaymer Umasak Sheinu Moisakus, which is not bad. Lifnei Basvidam, and nevertheless, you are not allowed to wear it in front of a king. Kach Rekiko, so then Kiko Shehim Uso, which is horrible. Lifnei Melchem Lachem, the Koshik, and certainly it should be bad in front of Hashem. So we see that it is usher to spit, and we don't need a Kavachaymer from Minol. But getting back to our original Taina, the Gemara says that it's learned from Minol. So Minol nowadays is mutter, so then spitting should also be mutter. Amalei ana hachi kamina. So he said, this is what I meant to say. Neima hacha luchomra v'hacha luchomra. Say that we're in both places we go luchomra. Says the Gemara, ve'ema harabayis the usur, and you'll say as follows. Ve'ema harabayis the usur, v'ema harabayis is the usur from Minol, then leilef mi Minol. I will basically connect it to Shar b'Minol, but instead, fine. So adiyalef mi Minol leheter, so instead of learning it from Minol and to be mutter, so neilef mi kapandru leheter, so you should learn it from kapandru, it should be usur. Ela marava ki beisa, it's just like a beisa. My beisa, a kapandru, a kopen inish, a rikigo minol, a kopen inish. Just like by a beisa, people will be makman if you walk through my house, but you don't care if you wear shoes or spit. So a beisa connect is kapandru, who the usur rikigo umin. All is shari. Kika imin all is mutter. Okay, we will stop there. I'll just tell you that Lamaisa, I don't think it should be mutter kika nowadays because Lamaisa people are makbid on spitting in their houses. So therefore, probably it should be usher nowadays. Have a great day in Ritz Hashem. We will be tomorrow back live starting from here.